Chapter 19. Redacted. There's a play, a very good play, where someone complains to an actor that they die a thousand deaths without really knowing death, without feeling its intensity. They'll just come back, as the playwright says, in a different hat. There I am in the second act, though, wearing the digital footprint equivalent of a false mustache. Except it's not me, though. Not the woman whom Murray murdered. The end of the Campeche campaign was a clusterfuck on a variety of levels. I was just starting to flex my muscles right then, and it taught me I really did not have the levels of influence and control I had imagined. Like countless politicians, I found that once something is in the public domain, then the public will grab it like a dog with a ball and run with it who knows where. Things got out that people wanted hidden. Truths were misinterpreted and misunderstood. Lies got halfway around the world before anyone could even suppress the truth. Pretty much every piece of dirty laundry I and Red Mark and every other interested party hadn't wanted aired in public, all for our own different reasons, was abruptly flapping in the breeze. And all those conspiracy theorists had a field day. Even the Lizard People Brigade. The global headlines, in the glorious tradition of lowest common denominator idiocy, can be summed up as killer military assets kill people shock. Except it wasn't that. It wasn't the same as if Red Mark had used missiles or bombs or guns. It wasn't even the use of the chem weapons that were already unequivocally banned by global agreement. Yes, there were prosecutions and inquests being handed out like cigars after a birth. But that wasn't what the public were screaming about. Whether they were against God or taking our jobs or a threat to the children, people wanted something done about the bioforms. All of the bioforms, from Rex and the experimental combat models, down to Grandma Scoggins's home defense dog unit that she only ever took out once a week to carry the shopping. And that was a problem for me, because by then, I'd rather decided that they were the future.